morning's message about my journey in preparing this morning's sermon. I want to begin by saying that I take preaching very seriously. Takes 6 to 12 hours, depending, to prepare a sermon. And I started last Monday doing the bulletin. I put prayers together, called worship, the hymns, picked the scriptures, and sent it to Caroline and Maureen for the bulletin. I looked at the Colossians passage, right? Looked at the Colossians passage, and I said, this is one of my favorite passages. Some good stuff in here. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. He himself was before all things, and in him all things hold together. That's beautiful. He is the head of the body, the church, and is the beginning. God was pleased to reconcile himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. I love that. It's just good, good stuff. I said, I could do this. On Tuesday, I came up with the cover on the bulletin, you know. We had this wheel and the different aspects of our life. You can get this on Google Images. Sometimes there are 6. The other one, the 6th one, is ecology, which is our environment, right? But this was simple enough. Our emotions, physical selves, our health rather, intellectual stimulation, social interaction, our spiritual lives, which is worship and study and prayer and service, witness. All these things are held together through Jesus. And I was thinking to myself, you know, with all the things that are going on in our lives and in the world, how sometimes our lives get hijacked. Sometimes we get really exhausted. Sometimes we get discouraged. Sometimes we wrestle with things. And if we do not keep Jesus in the center of it all, then we can become fractured. That feels good. On Thursday, I start working on my sermon, and usually the parsonage. And so I was putting the sermon together, and I came up with 3 pages of notes. I got this. I got it. But notice I said, I got this. Saturday came. Tasted like cold oatmeal. I don't preach sermons twice. I don't preach sermons to illustrations, I do, but sermons, they're contextual. The Bible is called the living word, the inspired word of God. So stories in scripture and teachings in scripture one year will mean something else another year. So going over an old sermon just doesn't fly. 11:52 last night. You ever been there, Kate? Yeah? Gene? Yeah? Retired pastors? Yes, we have. 35 years of doing this, this is the first time I've been here. It's not my first time in the circus, you know, and so I went to sleep. Went to bed, didn't sleep. And I said, okay, Lord, what do you got? Help me in the morning. Joy comes in the morning, as David says in the psalm. I was wrestling with this passage, and I said, this is going to be interesting, I know, Lord. So as I closed my eyes and tossed and turned, the Lord said, now the Lord didn't, I don't hear a voice. I say hear, you know, doesn't happen. But I hear the voice of the Lord in my heart. And the Lord said, Luke 5, 1 through 11.
Yes!
That's it! It's the other passage that Leslie read for us this morning. That other passage. It's a wonderful passage. I went over my notes of sermons past, and I know that I preached on it, but I couldn't find anything. Went to my commentaries. I read it before I went to sleep. I woke up at 5, excited, a little nervous. How's this going to work out? And the Lord says, just make it your story. It's your testimony. How the Lord speaks to us. So, Luke 5, 1 through 11 is about Jesus teaching the crowds by the lakeshore of Gennesaret, which is also the Sea of Galilee. All right? And so, what happens is that Jesus is teaching, and he notices off to the side in shallow water, two boats, and these fishermen, primarily Peter, right? He's the leader of the group, and Peter and these other fishermen are cleaning their nets, and they didn't catch a minnow, right? They didn't catch anything. They're cleaning the nets, all the debris, the seaweed is in there, they're cleaning their nets, and Jesus tells these men that are big and burly and smelly and have hands like shovels to go back into the sea and to cast their nets. You know, see, Peter says, God, we've done this before. We've done it before. Why? You know, but you say the word, Lord, and we will do it. And sure enough, they went into the Sea of Galilee and they cast their nets on the other side. And he brought in a big haul. The Lord is doing a new thing. That's what this passage is about. The Lord our God is doing a new thing through you and me, and what is required of us when we're about to do a new thing is the word that Peter says in there is obedience. We'll obey you and do what you say. As I've shared with you before, the gospel is simple. The truth of the word of God is simple. It is living that's complex. Living is difficult. The application of God's word into our lives can be a wrestling match. Jesus is telling you and me What is that? I don't know. How does it work out in our life? Well, I know that if we put ourselves out there, if we cast our nets on the other side, if we become obedient to God's word, then God will use us to fulfill the promise. Sometimes I'm watching the news and I'm scratching my head and I want to turn the other way or turn the TV off or put it on pause so I can fast forward it to the next item on the news. That time that God is telling me to pray for that individual. It's so easy to go wrong. It's so easy to see the speck in the other's eye. The Lord is inviting us to pray for the other. Because they matter to God too. There's times that I'm having conversations with folks and I'm scratching my head and I'm just saying, okay, God, deliver me. God says, no, stay. Work. Sometimes I hear something on the radio or I get an email and I'm wanting to just wash my hands of it. And God is saying, through Christ, cast your nets. Pray for it. Do something that I'm asking you to do that is new, that is radical. Do I have something in my mind when I'm saying this to you? No, I don't. I don't know how God is going to speak to you in relationship to that. I've already shared with you that I don't preach politics, I don't preach social issues, right? I don't do that. God speaks to you individually, and you live out that faithfulness in the world in which you live, in the world in which I live. And if we build